How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You've been hoping to see the light. Your words of life keep holding on. Cause it's golden and he is calling you, calling you. You're chosen.
Everybody, I want to thank you all for joining us again for another episode of the Servant Leader Coaches Bible Study. I am your host, Coach Chelsea, and I'm super excited for this one. Y'all, let me tell you, this one right here, I'm telling you, I had to hawk a damn. I'm telling you right now, I even wore my red for all that, y'all. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, naturally, these servant leaders, they lead. And so finally, God allowed this thing to happen. I'm super excited to have Servant Leader Janice Constantine on with us today. She is the assistant women's basketball coach at the University of Alabama. She is a wife, she is a mother, but most of all, she's a servant leader. And I'm super excited just to watch as she leads. There was no way we didn't get on here to have a conversation with us to help us in this journey of growing to learn to lead and serve like Christ. So I just want to take the time to tell you, thank you for your time. I tell people time is that one thing that I think we take for granted. But I appreciate it because it's limited for many of you all, and you chose to spend this time with me. So I'm going to pass the torch to you. We'll say hello to our listeners, and we'll get this conversation started today.
Oh, I definitely appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being persistent and getting on this on the show. I know we had to, I'm going to say reschedule. I'm not going to say cancel. We had to reschedule.
That's right. That's right.
A couple of times, do some things on both of our ends. So I just appreciate you being persistent and wanting me on here. I love your spirit. I love your enthusiasm. I love your positivity, all the good vibes you put out on the social media world and just filling people with hope, love, and with Christ, obviously. So hello to you listeners. I just pray within this hour time frame that some seeds are planted. I always say seeds may have been planted for someone else, and maybe I come along to water. So wherever you are in your spiritual journey, in the beginning, non-existent, deep into it, wherever, I just pray that I can be of some sort of help.
That's so golden. Yes, I like that. And I think that actually helps me delve in. I appreciate all the things that you said because I feel the same way, right? You know, a lot of people know my journey and my testimony, and my biggest thing was God, like, hey, man, you give me another chance. Like, you do your thing. They told me you can heal, so I need you to do that for me, right? This is how I talk to him, y'all. I be laughing because people, you know, I'm with it, but I tell people, don't listen to me when you're trying to feel like you're learning how to walk this walk. See, we got it like that now. So I don't, oh, heavenly, I have no problem with that. But I'd be like, Lord, look, please. Because look, when your babies talk to you, they don't come in any type of form or fashion other than mama, I need.
For sure.
I need, right? Because they're children and I'm his child. So when I come there, I'm like, look, Lord, I know I cut up. I know that, but this is what I need you to do. And they told me about you. I've tried you for myself and I know about you. So I need you to come through. That's about him.
No, it's gotta be as authentic. I'm throwing my words around, but I'll say as transparent as possible.
For sure.
Authenticity is the key.
That's it. I love it. But you know what? It takes us knowing him in order to get to the point, right?
And so I have a lot of growth and maturity too, because I think, and this is where I hope, you know, as I continue to teach the word and spread the word, not that I think I was taught wrong or anything like that, but I do think, as you know, I grew up in a church, and I think a lot of times traditional Baptist, and I think a lot of times God is put on and perceived in a certain manner, that you feel like you have to live up to certain expectations, or you have to be perfect, or, you know, and then we obviously don't, sinners fall by grace and all that kind of, we're saved by grace, and yeah, we fall and all that kind of stuff. But I think sometimes you feel like if you don't do this, don't do that, that makes you, and it's just like, no, God just need me to be me. He need me to be transparent. He need me to be real. And like I said, talk to him when I'm fall, when I mess up, when I'm broken, when I'm hurt, when I'm this, like, you just talk to him. If he's our friend, right? If he's our father, yeah, and all those things. And I think that's how we have to nurture and treat that relationship in a reverencing way, obviously, you know what I mean?
No, for sure. I get you there. But then, you know, here's this thing. We have to get a path to that place, right? We have to have a path to that place. And, you know, I was laughing because I always say it this way, just because it's how I heard my grandma say it. I knew who Christ was through my mom, and I knew who he was through my grandparents. And it just took some time for me to learn him for myself. My grandma said, well, baby, you got to learn for yourself. Now, I can tell you who he is, but you need to learn for yourself. Talk to a little bit about that journey of you learning him for yourself and how you expounded upon that now, present day.
It was definitely a journey, and I'm still on that journey, I think, in 36 years. And I think for me, it's been ebbs and flows. I think there's been highs and lows. I think there's been moments where I thought I knew him and things like that. And I'm like, you know what? Not like I need to, you know? And so grew up in a church. Obviously, you know, went to church my whole life. So I always say it's so funny because I used to think I didn't have some radical story. Like I didn't have some, you know, didn't know God, didn't get to know him till I was 20. And then boom, all of a sudden this happened. And now I found Christ. Like, so I always thought I didn't have a cool story, you know? And then again, in my journey and my maturing, I'm like, I actually do. I feel like I do have a pretty cool, because it's mine, right? And because God did it for me. And so I got saved when I was probably, honestly, I don't remember my exact age, but let's say I was under 10, you know, but I kind of got saved because I thought it was a cool thing to do, right? You got to walk in front of the church. Wait, oh, I'm old school Baptist now, okay?
Me too. So I was following you.
Yeah, you walk down to the front of the church, want to give my life for Christ, because I thought you got to be baptized, you got to be put under the water, like all of it kind of seemed cool, right? So I got to be put, and I knew the purpose. Obviously, I've been taught in Sunday school, like I knew the reason why, is because you would be saved for eternal life, and that, you know, he would be ever forever be your father, your savior, and you accepted him as Christ. But it's kind of like, I feel like the rewards too, like I get to go in the water, I get to sit, you got to see, we got baptized in my church, you got to sit in the front row, like the whole church service, you got to have on all the white stuff he's gonna get in the pool with. So it's kind of like a show, right? And then also you got to start taking communion. Like that was kind of the thing, right? I was like,
it was big. Everybody taking around me, and I can't take it.
When you like 8 or 9, they got the juice and the crackers, like you really thought you were doing something, right? So I'm like, I gotta get saved, right? And so I, you know, obviously that happened, and then and still got to know Christ for yourself in your heart. And so I went through my journey, obviously, different phases. And I'll never forget, it was different things that happened. And obviously, again, went to church my whole life. I'll tell you a couple big moments in my life where I feel like my relationship with Christ was really challenged, and I knew I had to grow. I was about in the 7th grade. And I'll never forget, I had a basketball tournament in the morning. And went to basketball tournament, and then I had to go to church. So I had to go to an event for church. And my mom was big on that. Like, she's like, no, we're going. We'll come back to your game, right? So I went to an event for church, came back. My teammates were like, where'd you go? I was like, hey, I went to church. And she was like, you go to church? She was like, I thought I was cool. I think she said something like, you don't act like you go to church. And I was like, and that like smacked me, right? I was like, what?
Wow.
Like, what does that even mean? Or like, how am I supposed to like, I guess you are supposed to be different, right? If Christ lives in me, I am supposed to be different, but like, what does different look like? And so my mind, I thought different means I had to be better, right? Like I had to be better than them. So again, so then I start going through, I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be doing this. Now I'm trying to check box. I shouldn't be cursing. I shouldn't be doing this, or I can't do this. And so I went through that stage, and then, and different again, here goes different journeys and different paths. I get to college. And so all throughout high school, I thought I had to line up to a certain standard, what it looked like. And then so I get to college, I'm about to graduate, and I didn't get drafted. I was a big goal of mine to get drafted into the WNBA. That didn't happen. And so I was crushed, you know, and I had this perfect plan. I was going to get drafted. You know, they were going to ask me, what does it feel like? And I was going to give all glory and honor to God, right? Like, this is my moment, God, to talk about you.
Yes.
Someone challenged me and they were like, will you still talk about me? Even if
come on,
am I still your same God if I don't get drafted? Smack me in the face. Boom. Of course you are, right? I still can have a platform. You still are God, even if that doesn't line up. And so that was that moment. And then when I also was leaving again, I'm like, man, I'm going back to this. Like, again, I'm thinking I'm kind of better. Like, I'm in a better position than some people. And someone was like, don't be so heavenly focused that you're not earthly good, right? Like, don't be so caught up in that that you can't touch and reach people, right? So again, that was another challenging moment for me. So I'm like, okay, like, yeah, like, I am no better than anybody, right? Like, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Like, I'm no, but just because maybe I don't drink, like, that doesn't make me better than anybody, right? I have a degree, doesn't make me better than anybody. So kind of had to have that humbling moment, had to have those moments. And then I would say, I don't know, late 20s, you know, early 30s, like, I really felt like in that moment, God started to kind of show me things about myself, you know, that I didn't really like. And that again, that I was no better than anybody. And that all he wanted was me. He wanted me in a raw state to not feel like I had, because my whole life, people have always thought highly of me. I used to feel like they put me on a pedestal. Like I felt like they expected so much. Like I felt like I had to be perfect and live up to these certain expectations of others. And it would get hard at times, because when I did mess up, when I had certain feelings, when I struggled with certain things, I couldn't be honest about them. Cause I'm like, no, I'm Janice is not supposed to do these things, right? Like, I'm supposed to be in a better spot. Like and God was like, no, like, you're not. Like, just give me you. And when you're in your lonely times, when you're in your quiet time and you're in your devotions, what is going on through your mind? And you can tell me those things, right? God, I was single at the time. I'm lonely, God. Like, this is how I'm feeling, God. These are the temptations in my life here. And so that was a big moment, I think, for me. It was kind of shortly before I met my husband and things of that nature, but I just had to be me. And I think he had to break me down in a very, again, transparent, open, raw kind of me. And now, and clearly I don't have it figured out. Don't take it the wrong way, but I know, and I feel like what God wants for me and how he wants me to show up. And it's just me. I don't have to put on a front for anybody. I don't have to try and mask anything. I just get to be me. And that person is someone who wants to love him first and then love his people. And whatever those people, whatever that looks like. And I want to love all people. I want to be kind to all people, right? And I just think that, and that's how I want to show up for God. I want to show his love in that manner. I want to spread his word in that manner. I don't have to beat anybody over the head with the Bible. I don't have to wear anything across my chest. I just get to be me. And in that me and that love and that kindness and that respect, I pray in that moment God can show up and those conversations can be had. Because I'm always challenged. Like, I do think I want to do a better job with, you know, my discipleship. And I got a couple friends who I give a hard time. I'm like, man, I wish I could do that. Like, they can just bring God in a moment in a conversation.
Yeah,
that was dope. How you do that? You know, but then again, that's not me. And so I always have to bring that back. Like, I don't have to try to be someone else, right? I get to be Janice. I get to be who God created. And however that works and shows up, I think that's how God wants to continue to use me.
I think that's so perfect. Like, just taking all of that in. And I think one of the hardest reasons why a lot of people who seek this Christian journey and this path to walk with him find it so hard, right? And you broke that thing down so well. I was speaking to somebody a couple of weeks ago, and you know, about how Jesus was, but how a lot of times on this earth, we make him seem to people that don't know him. And so he does not seem approachable when that's all that he was, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, are you kidding me? I need y'all to send them right over there. I need you to recognize when he went, why did he hang with Pharisees, right? Mm-hmm. He hang with like the tax collectors. And he looked at, he said, what did he say? He said, the sick, if you're not sick, you don't need a doctor, right? It's the sick that needs the doctor, right? Right. At the end of the day, if you said it best, you said, we can't be so heavenly focused that we can't do any earthly good.
Right.
So often we get so focused on the front, right? On the appearance, on how we are supposed to look and appear. And you said it best, God just wants me.
He does. He wants me
super hard.
Yeah. And he, like I said, and wants me because he already knows me. Like he knows.
Come on now.
So why do I have to try to pretend anything else, right? And so I do, and I look back over my life, I've messed up probably a lot of, I say this in a way, and I've messed up along the way in how I've, mm-hmm. people have asked me about God and how I've tried to lead, and I'm like, all I can pray is I hope I didn't discourage them for life, right? And I follow back up with a few of them, like, you know what, that wasn't right. I shouldn't have done it like that. And that's where I'm not,
right.
And that's where I'm not too embarrassed or ashamed to do that, right? Like I can admit to somebody, I did that wrong, you know, like, nah, that wasn't really what God wanted. You know what I mean? And I think that's where I think I know better now how to do, you know, like, you know, why, like, God, no, actually God really does love you. No, actually it doesn't matter what you've done. No, actually it doesn't matter where you are right now. You know what I mean? Like we all can come back. He, you know what I mean? That's why you need, you know, that's why you would mm-hmm. want to come back, because, you know, and so I think I'm a little bit better in that aspect now.
And I think that's golden, right? Because that's what he calls us to be, is just walk. You know this, you're a coach, right? So when you shift and you all give those young ladies a game plan, it's like, y'all, that's not what I told y'all to do, right? I gave you your assignment. And so now you're trying to go do all that. And to your point about being me, right, and your friends who are, you know, gifted to be able to bring him in certain parts of conversation where you're like, I didn't see that coming. You know, I tell my girls all the time, I'm like, yo, ones, God didn't call you to be a five. Get out of there, okay? Why are you getting a 3-second call? Get out there. He didn't call you for that, right? He gave us all, and we laugh at that. But even to that, I'm like, he gives all of us an assignment. He gives all of us our talent, right? Based off how he wants us to have them. All he wants us to do is show up in that and to walk in that. And I just appreciate, one, your transparency in that, which leads me to,
hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Where I want to go, a lot of times in leadership, transparency is a huge portion, right? It's the key to that connection, right? I used to be that person. I used to tell people, I'm not letting them in my business. I'm not telling them, you know. But what I've learned is transparency to a degree now. And I'm not saying
absolutely
all your business, right? But transparency in leadership is huge, right? Because it creates those relationships and those bonds when they can truly see, my coach done been through something.
Yeah.
You're preparing these young ladies on and off the floor. Talk to these coaches and us listeners and athletic professionals about when we lead, how important transparency is, letting our hair down a little bit so the people we lead can see that we're human, right? That we make mistakes, and then how that adjustment has been made in helping you with coaching them.
Right. Absolutely. And I think it's so funny. I think several of my girls will let you know. I think that's one area I try to be as upfront as one they want me to be. Sometimes I'm like, they don't want to hear it, you know? And like you said, I think there's obviously degrees and levels to certain things. I have to make sure, one, they're in a place to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's usually the biggest thing is, are they in the place to receive it? I don't mind sharing some of the things I've been through in my past, you know? And so I've told several of them, I've been through, usually the funniest one is when it comes to relationships, you know, that's where we have a lot of our talks. And I have to, because no one wants to feel like they're talking to someone that's perfect. No one wants to feel like they're talking to someone who doesn't understand their feelings. No one wants to talk to someone who, again, if all I act like is coach, you know what I mean? And so I tell them, I can talk with the best of them. What you want to talk about? I've probably done it. I've probably been there. And so now I look back, I'm like, God, maybe that's why you brought me through these things, because you want me to get this word back to my young ladies. But no, it's funny. Like, we do, we talk about a lot of things in relationships. We talk about a lot of things with confidence, with self-esteem. We talk a lot about relationships with Christ sometimes, you know, and where that's at and how that falls into their life and what they're ready to do with that, you know? And I mean, I've had players, you know, when they talk about either their sexual orientation and what that looks like in their home with their parents and their moms. Hey, I was raised like this, but I feel like this. I don't know if my mom or dad will accept this, you know? And so we've covered a lot. I've covered a lot of just a lot of areas with my players. And I'm thankful that I can be that for them. You know, I probably care about that more than the basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, I do, because at the end of the day, when they leave here, what are they ready for? You know, and then maybe where they come back and find, they're like, coach, you said this. All right, I get it now. You know, I have pretty solid relationships with a lot of my players, and to see them now, you know, it warms my heart.
It does. I think that's the piece, right? That when you, I always use this tagline, like working to infiltrate the sports world with our faith, right? And when we can do that, I used to always feel very guilty with coaching, because my work in the vineyard, as my grandpa would say, and the word says, I sing in the church, right? Mm-hmm. Choir. And so what would happen though, is because games would be on choir rehearsal practice night, I wouldn't sing. And so then, especially in the thick of the season, I would find myself going maybe a month without singing choir because I don't know the songs, I can go rehearsal, right? And so I would feel so guilty, because I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm not doing what I need to do in the church, and because I'm doing this and this. And it finally was a coach actually here on this podcast early on, and he was like, homegirl, I need you to understand coaching is your ministry.
Yeah.
Hey, I need you to back up a little bit. I need you to tell me, what do you do? And of course, today with your young ladies, and I'm explaining, he's like, right, that's your ministry. And sometimes it's not going to reap a harvest. As you mentioned, when you came on here, sometimes you're going to plant the seed. Sometimes you're going to water it. But the best part is when they come back and like, coach, man, listen, you told me that life was going to be something else. And I ain't hear you. That's what I said, coach, I ain't hear you then. Right. But now I'm in this real world thing. I pay bills, and man, I should have listened. Man, I should have took, you know, more time and just enjoyed the moment.
For sure.
And when we can do that though, when you said it best, I have to ensure that I don't seem perfect, right? No one's not going to want to come to somebody they don't feel one inviting to, or they feel that they haven't been through anything.
Right.
That was the biggest portion that I learned. The other portion you said that got me, and I'm like, yes, let's go. That's it. Sometimes our battles and our journeys are on our own.
Yeah. You
through those things, so that when your young ladies or anyone comes to you, it's like, oh, look, let me tell you something. Sit down. Let me explain. And yeah. that part, right? And you probably can attest to this, when they are talking, you're like, God, is that why you took me through that? Wow.
Oh yeah. And so, you know, and oftentimes I literally look back on my journey and I always try to say, I don't feel like I have any regrets. You know, I probably could have skipped a few of them steps. Cause I will say this, and this is one thing sometimes I try to show my young ladies. Sometimes we do our own bad doing, you know, oftentimes we do, because of the choices that we make. And so because of the choices that I made, I went through some things that I'm like, look, God, I could have probably learned them lessons had I not done that, but I did, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I tell us, look, I keep a box of tissue in my office all the time. I know the people come down here, we cry, we, you know, we laugh. But I was going to say something. I think oftentimes too, one area that I'm always that I really try to focus on. And again, it goes back to, I remind myself I'm not perfect and that I don't have to be like someone else. Okay. Is with my personality and how I'm able to wrap my faith into how I coach. Because again, as you can see on the court, I'm very passionate, I'm very loud. I yell. I say the wrong word every now and then.
Hey, it's all right. We all do that. We all fall short. It happens.
You know, it's every now and again. Now I will say this, and I do try. I never try to direct it towards one particular person, or I never try to say it. And I definitely, that is something I really, I'm intentional about. But you know, every now and again, the wrong thing comes out. And so a lot of times, you know, I've had players, you know, sometimes ask me, you know, how can you love, you know, how can you love Christ if you do this, or how can Christ be present? I'm like, because I this is why I need Christ, because you see when Janice shows up, I'll get a little, act up a little bit, you know, and so I need him to remind me I'm representing him at all times. And so,
that's right.
But again, he made me like this. It's okay to be passionate. It's okay to be loud. It's okay to challenge you. It's okay to yell at you and get you going. Because again, I know I'm not doing it in a demeaning way. I know I'm not doing anything to harm you. You know what I mean? And I know I love you off the court, and I show up for you however you need. And so, you know, that's always, because again, I look, there's certain people, coach, I'm like, man, she's so loving and cuddly and nice. And again, not saying that I'm not, it's just not the first thing that pops up, you know, like,
that's right.
Now I am a hugger. Did my girl tell you all the time, I give my hugs. I do that all the time, but I'm not, I ain't the cuddler. I ain't the nice soft, come on. You know, they know they're going to get it, you know, in just a certain way with me. And so, like I said, I accept that God made me that way. And so, like I said, and I'm always just trying to check myself. Like I said, especially as somebody's mom now and things like that, I'm always, you know, just checking myself to make sure that I'm tapping into these young ladies' hearts, you know, and that's probably been a big area. Again, I'm always growing. I tell my players all the time, as a coach, I am not, I've been coaching 10 years. I am not the same coach I was. I am literally, even last year, every year, I'm trying, how can I have been better? How could I have done this differently? How could I have handled that situation differently? How could I have told that girl I loved her more? How could I have hugged on her more? You know what I mean? I'm literally always trying to hold my own self accountable to that, and I let them hold me accountable. If they don't feel like I'm doing something or filling their cup up enough or doing something differently, then tell me how I can. You know what I mean? How can I do this differently? Now, I tell them all the time, a couple things are not going to change. I'm still going to hold you accountable.
That's right.
I'm still always going to be honest with you. I'm still always going to love you. But if you need me to do something maybe differently in that manner, what does that look like? Maybe you don't respond well to me yelling out in front of everybody. I've said, she's like, look, I don't care what you say to me. I just am better if I receive it if you one-on-one. Boom. Okay. Put my arm around her. And we go on.
Right.
I don't care if it's done a lot. So that's what I'm always trying to tap into those things differently, and you know, with how I do that. And then one thing that I've really tried is just trying to learn their love languages a little bit better and how I can, you know, because again, I may think I'm loving them, right? And I may think I'm loving the manner that I'm doing it, but how do you receive it and how does this translate to the court? So we can all grow. So we can all grow and we can all be better.
That's big, coach. I'm telling you, that's big. And see, I was going to ask you this, but I tell you, all y'all do this, right? Everybody comes on and y'all say stuff and it just sparks my little mind and going, see, I'm like your friends. Okay. I'm like your friends. It's just like God throws a curveball sometimes and I'm like, I got to go with that. And so you
get it.
Love languages. I think it's amazing because a lot of times people think that love language starts just at the relationship, like, and it does not, right? And a lot of times we don't know that. So I'm going to throw this one at you for a second as I open up and want to talk about servant leadership for a second.
Come on.
So, I always think about, just like we said, those individuals who are trying to learn Christ, but we make it seem like it's this huge Mount Everest mountain to climb. Just get to them, right? And it's us. And I tell people all the time, it ain't God, y'all. It's his representation, right? One of your jobs is to recruit, right? And that's a time I'm a recruiting coordinator for Christ. That's what I do.
No, that's right.
Okay? That's what I do. And so, but in that, right, we have to know what that looks like. And so I'm glad that you mentioned that love language portion with your young ladies, because oftentimes we think we're loving people. We try, we're doing our best.
We do.
I don't know what that looks like to you. It's not translating as love to you, right? And so in talking about servant leadership, though, and that love, peace, and servant leadership. Let's talk about that as a love language to Christ. Okay. Okay. Bear with me for a second.
Yeah.
If servant leadership is, and it is considered a love language for some, those acts of service, mm-hmm. does that look like if that's what Christ is asking from us as his children?
I'd say from an individual standpoint, it's for me, and then I'll kind of go into how it kind of translates for me as a coach. And I hope I kind of answer this right. But I think for me, it's, again, always having, I would say, a growth mindset for him. How can I always grow
in
Christ? What does that look like? Again, what stages of life am I in, right? Like, I'll give you an example. I don't know if it's called post-grief, because grief has always happened. I lost my father-in-law. Well, I always call my father in love. I lost my father in love. It was a year ago, Mother's Day.
I hear that.
And that will forever change my life, right? And so I will never go back to who I was before he passed, because I was in a different spot. And the person I am now is not known necessarily where I want to stay, you know, because there are struggles that I have internally. When I say with Christ, it's more with myself, but because here's what I would say. I know who Christ is. I know who God is. I know he's perfect. I know he doesn't make mistakes. I believe in him for the rest of my life. Like, I don't think there's anything that could ever happen that could ever make me not believe in my God. He's just been too good, right? But I still struggle. I'm like, God, why him? Why so soon? Why? Like, I'm not going to say questions don't arise, right? Like, I'm not going to say I haven't had my moments of anger. Like, I'm not going to go there. But when I say growth, I know he's still taking me through stages, and he's still showing me, this is why you can still trust me. This is why you can still do this, you know? And so for me, that servant leadership for me is always willing to grow, because I think, again, I'm setting places mm-hmm. for my players in this ministry for maybe when they go through certain things, right? And so I think that love language for me, and I know this is not necessarily one of the five, but it's just the ability to always be willing to grow in Christ, even when it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's been probably the toughest thing, is when it hurts. And when others are looking at you like, well, what are you going to do now? You know, I picked up the Tony Evans book, Divine Disturbance. It's funny, it's in my book bag right now. Probably a couple months after my father-in-law passed, because, you know, Tony lost his wife, and the siblings obviously lost their mother. Mm-hmm. And that was a lot that would have talked about. You know, a lot of we're in the limelight of all these people, and we're talking about Christ and how good he is and things like that, until our world is shook. You know, and losing my father-in-law, my world was shook. Our world was shook as a family. Mm-hmm. And so what does that now look like for us? Like, how do I still serve Christ in that grief? And so that's where I am kind of right now in my season, that growth of just God always growing my heart. Because I know who he is. That ain't going to change. But it's, how can I understand that, you know what, it's not necessarily the questions that are going to rise, but just trying to come to realize that what I still can be thankful for, what he's still doing, and so many things like that. And then so for with my players, you know, I think it's the, again, like I said, always trying to reach their individual hearts and not being so fixated and caught up in my way, and that me wanting to do things my way because that's how it's supposed to be done. No, what's supposed to be done is to love these individuals. And because they are individuals, now, again, it has to be done in a team manner, right? No one's bigger than anyone. But how can I love each individual to achieve our team goal? You know what I mean? And how can they feel that when they leave here, that I did everything I can? And I may not reach all 15 of them, you know? And I'm not going to be as close with all of them. But I do want them to truly feel when they leave that I was true, you know, I was real. I was, and they may not always like it. They may not always agree in the moment, but when they come back to it, they can always say, but I know she loved me and I know mm-hmm. she cared about me.
I think that's golden. And was this image in my head, right? When you were explaining that, One, I thank you for the honesty in that, right? Because we haven't all made it to a place where I can say I struggle with God. Like, I struggle in my, and sometimes I'm glad that you broke it down the way you did, because a lot of people will perceive it like, what? How can you struggle with God when, and it's like, no.
Right.
Hear me well, right? Because here's the thing. In each capacity, right, we love people, we trust people, we believe people, but that doesn't mean that I don't struggle with a thing with that person, right? And so the image that came in my mind is, a lot of times, and I'm sure many coaches do this too, my kids struggle with understanding and remember plays once the light hits in the game. It's like, really, y'all? We can do one play for 3 weeks, and it's like, y'all, it's showtime. Show me what you got. And it's like, blank, right? And so, of course, naturally, you know, what I've learned, and you learn this in processes, is that we learn what better suits the people that we serve, right? And so I just started breaking it down and putting in drills. I didn't say we're doing this drill because it's associated with a play. We just did drills. It was common to them. It's what they knew. They understood it. It became one of those things that was like second nature to them. And they, you know, well, why are we doing it that way? Questions they would ask. I don't understand why we're doing it this way now. Okay, that's fine. You will. It's fine. And the image came in my head when you mentioned how you struggle with them. We all do, right? That I don't see the end goal in mind. I don't see how these 5 drills that basically are going to end up being the play. I don't see that when you're constructing that. All I see is you broken us down. And at each goal, there's a different action that we're doing. I don't understand why I'm doing this action. I'm a guard. That's a post. I don't understand this. Right. Why I'm doing this, I feel all unorthodox. But when we put that thing together, though, that thing starts coming, walking hand in hand. It takes time, though.
It's
thankful that you can be honest about that thing, because I tell people, you got to call a thing a thing before you can even, you know, deal with that thing, you know? And so I appreciate the honesty in that, because so many of us do struggle with him. And it may not be now. As my pastor would say, if you haven't been through something, just keep waking up and saying good morning, because it's
okay.
Coming.
Okay.
Right. It may not have knocked yet, but it's on the way.
Absolutely. And again, I think that's where, again, I just truly believe in transparency, because we can project things to be so perfect, right? Mm-hmm. We can project things to be like, oh, you just lost your father, mom? Yeah, I'm good. Like, what? No, I was crushed, mm-hmm. right? A year later, I'm crushed. I will forever be crushed. I was telling my mom the other day, it's not like grief is something that's like, it will forever remain. He's never coming back, right? And so it's never going to get easier, but I think God will allow me to lean into his strength and tap into his strength to continue to deal with it, to continue to grow from it. Now I'm like, okay, how can I make sure he's still alive in my children? How can they still remember, especially the youngest one, because he wasn't even born, right? He passed away about 2 weeks before he was born. So that's where I am kind of now, right? And so the struggle, it definitely happened in moments. It's still there. I don't allow it to stay there because I know I have to push through, because I know that's not the place that I want to stay in, right? And I'm thankful for a circle of friends that hold me accountable and push me through, right? I think we were talking about that. Like, I do think God allows us people on this earth who you do get to just really tap into and lean into, who you know have your heart and your best interests, and things of that nature. And so I am thankful in those hard moments that I can tap in. But again, in some moments, I've been able to be honest with that, you know, with my players, you know, and I think and I'll tell them, man, pray for me. Mm-hmm. Help me out. Help you, girl. Sit one up for me, you know.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think that's golden, right? And I think I love the way that you put that, because sometimes we have to give ourselves grace. I tell people that all the time, but one of my friends all the time, like, you got to give yourself grace. I think sometimes we feel like Christ doesn't know us. You said it, but she's like, he know me, okay? Ain't no sense in trying to be a fraud. He knows me.
All of it.
Right?
The bottom.
So who am I fooling by trying to say, like you said, I'm good. I'm not struggling, right? It's all good. You know, my grandpa, everybody knows me. That was my dude, right? He passed away 2 years ago. And the same kind of way, like, you know, now that my daughter's here, it's certain times I see it when she sleeps, And when she eats, that's when I see him the most. And it's so funny, but it's just like those glimpses. And it does. There's times, like you said, grief doesn't go away. A lot of times people think that when you say amen and ash does that, they think it's over, and it's not. But you're right. You learn better how to deal with it each day. You learn how to allow it to now manifest itself in their offspring and what they've now left behind. And I think more than anything, though, it reminds us, and you said this, it reminds us who we need to lean on, right? And so a lot of times we try to do things in our own might. A lot of things we try to do things in our own power, but like I said, word says not by might, not by power, but by his spirit. I know I can't do these things alone. I can't bear those burdens alone. And so I need them. And I think that's amazing, but it goes back to our very first opening of the conversation. It comes with learning him, growing with him, and growing in his word and growing in who he is. And so that leads me to my next question for you. You have a lot that is on your plate, right? I mean, there's so many different hats that you wear. And so being able to sharpen that iron, you know, you speak about your friends that hold you accountable. You also have to be sharp iron for them. The young ladies that you lead every day, you have to be sharp iron for them. Your husband, your kids, you have to be sharp iron for them. And so in the midst of a busy schedule, how do you stay spiritually fit? You know, we always talk about how to stay physically fit and minds right. So play this and do that or whatever. But how do you stay spiritually fit in your schedule to keep your iron sharp for the people that you sharpen?
Yeah, I think here's the thing. And spending time with God every day, you know, but let me explain what that looks like. Because again, I think those one of those setups that people can get you to believe it's sitting down for 2 hours with your Bible, like, that's not me. That's not, I'm not gonna say it's not real. That's just not me. Maybe it's real for someone else, especially with no kids. I just have a hard time believing somebody with kids can do that. But again, hey, I'm not here to judge nobody or, you know, but for me, it's, I try to start my morning off every morning with a devotional. And one of those I do with a friend of mine, my sister. And so we do that on our phones through the Bible app, and it's different topics. So we always try to do that. I love gospel music, and so it's never hard for me to find that on, you know, at certain points. And then praying throughout the day, you know, I will, with three kids, I was actually way better. I could sit down and have a journal. You know, I have my quiet time, got my coffee, like pre-kids, yeah. I was way more disciplined. Those kids, Jesus, help me, Lord, I got to get better. You know, especially now, like, I mean, you know, trying to sleep through the night and you get a wink here and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so I need to get back to when I was able to do that. Seriously, I could wake up, set my alarm, I had my Bible, I was ready, right? But now where I am right now is trying to make sure I start my day off with my devotional to feed my mind right with that first. And just really, if I'm reading, it's so funny. I'm actually sitting here. One of the books, I can actually plug somebody. It was a God in Basketball book. It's a devotional.
Yeah, he's a servant leader. Go, Nate.
Yeah, really? Yeah, this is an awesome book. I recommend. This is an awesome book. I actually had another book. I don't even think I have it up here right now. Maybe at home. But it was by a lady named Carrie. I won't say Kuiper's her last name. She may be one I recommend you talk to at some point on the podcast, but she had a book out. She played basketball as well. She had a book out that I love. So just different books too, that can be, you know, 15, 20 minutes I can just spend reading, and maybe I write down some. I'm not a great writer. That would be, if that's one thing I do not journal well. I've never been a fan of my writing. I don't actually like to see my words on paper because it makes me cringe. I'm like, wait, I'm supposed to just be, but no, it's too much. I got too much judgment in my own writing. So I'm better off if I talk it out with someone. And so, yeah, that's what I would say right now for me, is just staying spiritually fit and just surrounding myself, my relationships and my friendships and the people that I invest the most in, and in the extra time I do have, it's uplifting people. Let's just say that I'm not at a point in my life where I can give much energy to someone who empties my tank. So
I feel you there, man. You said it so eloquently too. Like, it just sounded so ginger, but it's the truth. I can't, like, it has to be at the end of the day. I need, if I am on E, right? I always laugh at this. Shout out to servant leader Willie Spears. I laugh at him all the time. We were talking about how when you make sweet tea or lemonade or Kool-Aid, And he's like, you know, I keep pouring. Before long, I'm going to be that nasty, glunky sugar pour at the end, right? Yeah. He was like, and I'm not trying to, you know, we got to stay mixing it together. We got to stay, you know, continuously churning, refilling the right way so that that fresh pour every time. And I don't mind pouring into you when I know what you're going to now replenish back in. Hey, you feel the last time, let me feel you. And I'm always reminded to that. So shout out to him. But the other thing of that, I can attest, right? That yes, what that devotional time looks like definitely changes when there's a little person, right? I mean, it does. It does. And it's like, okay. But one of the things I love about it, though, is it makes us more intentional. I can do that, right? Because it's like, all right, I know she about to start rolling and shaking and scooting in a little bit. So look, hear me well. One of the things I also love is that people used to always tell me, when you become a parent, you're going to hear him more in ways.
Let me tell you.
Okay, I welcome that. You know, I didn't doubt it, but it's, man, y'all tell me that, but it's like the clarity, right? The clarity is like, okay, that's you. Like before, be like, did he tell me that? Now it's like, I know it's you. I got it. And maybe he don't have time to listen twice, right? He's like, let me be real, real clear right now.
Okay.
But you know, I love that. I really, really do. And I think in that, people always talk about, you know, being able to stay with him, making sure that if we're ready, we don't have to get ready. And the storms in life do come. It's coming. It doesn't matter who you are. I tell people all the time, I'm God's favorite. And I believe that, whatever, if you don't think so. And his love makes us feel that way, but I'm still not exempt, right? Still not exempt to the storms in life that'll come. What my job is, though, is to ensure that I'm remaining spiritually fit by staying in his word, staying covered, make sure, as my grandmother said, you keep that scripture, that word in your heart. Mm-hmm. So when it comes, you don't go scrambling like, Lord, I ain't prepared. Where is this? Where is that? You know, we all have that moment where we need something to kind of lean on. We have that word of scripture that is just like, I know if I just think on that, meditate on that, it brings me back a little bit of balance, or at least takes the blunt edge off. What's one of those scriptures for you, coach, that is just like, you know what? I need a second. This one just saved me from saying something I shouldn't have said. What's that scripture for you to help you lean and get back to focus?
No, I always, Romans 8:28 is always, it's just always been my go-to. I will say this too. I think there in different seasons of my life, I've had other different favorites and things that is actually so funny. My, I'm gonna pull it down for you real quick. Cause one of my players actually, because she knew it was my favorite. She knew it was my favorite. And she got this for me, and I'll never go anywhere without it. It's Romans 8.
I love it.
From this. And so obviously as you read it, and the reason it's my favorite is because when I break it down, I think when it starts, I think it talks about all things, right? So we know that all things that God works for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. So when I break it down for me, it always fit in every season I was in, right? Because again, I think the seasons present different scriptures, right? You have, again, when you're dealing with breakups, you have this scripture, and then you're dealing, you know, and but I think this one talks about all things, right? All things. Like, so this doesn't eliminate anything, because it says that all things, right? And all things that God works for the good. And I usually stop there, right? He works it for the good. Like, again, when I'm sad, when I'm mad, when I'm glad, whatever I'm going through, whatever comes my way, whatever trial hits, whatever tribulation hits, whatever good thing hits, right? I don't always want to make it seem like this scripture is only when it's doom and gloom, right? I think this scripture should be when it's great. You know, that he works for the good of those who love him. I know I love him, right? And so then I turn it back. So if I know I love him, and I know I've been called according to his purpose, like I know, I don't question that. So then I go back, this has to be working for my good. Now, I don't always know my how. I don't always know my how. I don't always know my when. I don't always know my what. I don't know. Sometimes I just don't know. But I bring it back to truly believe that at some point, this is going to work for my good. Because God said it in all things that he works for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. And so this stays with me wherever I go. It's been on every job, every place I hang. It's the first thing that I take with me, because it holds true, and it holds true in everything that I try to do. and say and be about and believe. So that's that one scripture for me. Like I said, there, I mean, godly, I could go through boom, boom, boom. I could go through plenty more. I'm honestly not the best at remembering like piece by piece. I just know like what it like. Sometimes I'm like, that's hey, count it all joy. But I know at the end of the day we post it, you know what I mean? And things like that. And so I you know, he talks about you know, that Lord, I'm drawing blanks now, my words all come together, but you know what I'm trying to say, you know, like
I got you.
I tell somebody all the time, I may mess a word up every now and again. Again, I ain't perfect, God knows my heart. But you like say you leave those scriptures embedded and rooted in your heart, and you know you can always you know, you can always pull from them.
That's it. And I think it's good. That's one of my favorite ones too. And the way you explained it is exactly how I explain it, right? Because it's like, no, we don't know. And it's not some things. I tell people all the time, I make fire cornbread, okay? Put it out there.
Okay. When I lose this weight now, I'm going to go ahead and
come on. I'm just saying, you play in the vicinity, just come pick it up. I'm telling you this right now. I don't brag on my cooking skills. I don't do that. I just let them do what they make. Right. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you now, most of the time, y'all seen the little memes where it's like, you know, it's like four different things. It's like, which one got to go? Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? People are like, cornbread, let that go. I'm telling you,
let the cornbread go
before you let it go. Okay. But okay. In that, right, I was speaking to some young people on this weekend, and I said, y'all, my cornbread is fire. Right. But here's the thing. One day, it was right when I started back cooking after I had Hendrix. And I was trying to hurry up before she started fussing because I knew she was going to want me. And, you know, I'm like, okay. And then I was sitting there and I was like, I think I forgot to put some in there. I'm not a recipe person, right? Like, I know what goes in it and I've been cooking long enough. So it's like, so I was like, I think I left something out. I don't know what it is. Something is missing, right? But I still didn't think about it. I was like, maybe I'm just tripping. Maybe it's just been a while, right? Well, now I'm watching it, okay? And it's not smooth.
It ain't rising like it should.
Yeah. Then I'm like, okay, so of course, the third trifecta, I taste it. It ain't it.
Yeah.
Not it. And so I knew what it was. I had used all-purpose flour, except I didn't use the self-rising flour that I used, and I did not put the stick of butter in there. How I missed that? I don't know. I don't know how I did that, but I did, right? And so we laughed, and I said, but isn't that so funny? Again, the clarity in how Christ speaks to me now is so plain. And it's like, I don't want self-rising flour and butter by itself.
Right.
I'm not trying to sit there because what I do is I cut the butter up in the flour, go ahead and pull out, and then, you know, that's my base. So I left that to the side, just completely forgot about it, right? I don't want to eat that by itself, though. It's not good by itself. But I can tell you this, when it mixes with all the other things, mm-hmm. all things begin to work together. They work together for the good, not by themselves, right? And that is the way that I consider it, right? When we have to count it all joy, even when it pains for a moment, even when I don't understand what he's doing, even when I have to move my life like the drills that I break down for my young ladies because they don't see the full play yet. I may not see the full play that God is trying to exhibit in me. I don't know. I'm the point guard in this play and I don't know God. I'll tell you right now, what I do know is when you put this thing together, we gonna win because your word told me that. And I love you. Like you said, I know that. I know I love you. And I know I'm called according to your purpose. So I'm going to believe that this thing, all of these things are going to work together. So I love that. I love that. That's golden, coach.
I appreciate it. That's going to forever be there. That's like I said, that one's because like I said, too much comes around. Like just too much happens. I just think too much happens. Too much can happen in life. And, you know, I always say this. I'm thankful I know him. I pray for those who don't because I just don't see how, I don't see where they turn to because life does, it gets hard. Like you said, my mom used to always tell me, just keep living.
That's it. Keep living. Keep waking up saying good morning.
Now that I got kids and she didn't tell, you know, she keep living. Keep living.
That's it. Shout out to her. She knows what she's talking about now. Majority of the time they do, right? All the time they do. Honestly, we just haven't figured it out yet, right? And so, I love that. You know, coach, as we start to wind this thing up, because I know you have other things to do within this day and go lead and move to your next. But coach, there are two questions that I got to give you. Okay. And so those listeners that are ready for the podcast, there's two, one of which is going to change up for you. I'm telling you right now, I was laughing. Shout out to Coach. TV set. I've been changing them up, but I have to give it how I live. I got to give it how he gives it to me. The first one goes back to your morning devotion. I do the same way, right? And one of my favorite things that I do is I do what I call my God is devotion, right? And so in that time, because the storms of life rage, because there's just so much that goes on, I don't ever want to forget because of my pain, or I don't want what I'm enduring in the season. I don't want those partial things to make me not believe that all things work together. So I'll say God is, and I'll just start ripping off what he is to me. He's this, he's this, he's this. I also say what he's not, right? Because sometimes we forget that he's some things we probably should be and receive, but he has grace. So you don't get a full list today. You just get one. So if I said God is, and I drew a blank, how would you feel that blank? God is what?
Everything.
Come on now.
I mean, he is everything. Everything good. Can I have that one? Because he's everything good. He's nothing of evil. Like you said, if I had to say my nothings, he's nothing of evil. He's nothing of bad. He's nothing of destruction. He's nothing of confusion.
Come on.
But he truly is everything. Everything that's good. And like I said, I mean, using my next one would be love. I just truly believe that love can override everything, because God is love, right? And so if God is love, then I truly believe that love can override anything, you know? I think he's my everything. Like I said, I can start really going now. Just look and say, he's my lawyer in the courtroom. I can break it down, but no, I hope that doesn't sound cliche. Mm-mm. But when I think about what he is to me, he really is my everything.
Come on here now. He is. And I love that, because everything else in this life is limited. Mm-hmm. Someone who is limitless. Mm-hmm. And so, of course,
now unshakable God.
Come on now. Don't you do that. don't do it. I'm telling you. Don't you do it now. Come on now.
He's unshakable. That probably could have been another one. He's unshakable.
Mm. I'll give you that one.
All right, let's keep it in the rise. You told me one. Let me be obedient.
Look, I don't think anybody gonna be mad, but you better check out now. I'm telling you, I had turned the tech. Okay, you can't see because my backdrop, but my chair to the right to take off, okay, for a clear lane path. I love it. Normally, and I already talked to you about servant leadership, that's normally it, but you get a shake up, right? You mentioned earlier within your devotion time, right? That devotion consists of a plan. And then you also mentioned that you love your gospel music. Okay? Oh, yeah. Y'all just lost. One of them kids ticked y'all, right? You sleepy, you tired, right? You got to get home, figure out what the husband and the baby's going to eat. You are tired, okay? You press play on the playlist. What pops up?
Man, it's so funny you said it. My husband is he makes fun of me all the time. I'm a shuffle girl. Right.
Me too.
I don't like the same order. I just don't like the same order. I want something to pop up. I want something to just talk to me, right? And so that question, it throws it, because it just depends on what my shuffle starts. But I do. What may pop up, oh God, it could be a Tasha Cobbs.
Come on now.
It could. I want to start singing, but I know I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna start messing. It could be Tasha Cobbs. I love Elevation Worship.
I love
Mavericks, Maverick City. So like Graves in the Garden.
Yes.
For me. My girl CeCe Winans.
Come on.
That one to get me. Going, and then I can't think of Tamla Man.
Come on.
So any of that, I'm gonna just go ahead. I know you don't got two. Let me give you 2 seconds.
You good. Hit that shuffle. Let's see what pop. Don't cheat it now.
Gospel hits one that I love, and if I was to hit shuffle, it's my Can't Live Without You.
Come on now. Y'all see it.
and that William McDowell, and I can just, and I'll just start going, because I can't, it could be after a loss, right? I can't live with that. You know, I ain't going to start singing.
Come on now. I hear you now.
And then I'll just start ministering to myself, you know, because I can't live without you. So really, I am. I'm a shuffle girl. I don't have my friend, she's always telling me to turn if something's going bad. She's a big CC Winans, big CC Winans girl. And she's always telling me, which one is she always telling me to go listen to? Because it don't matter what I go, I can't even find it right now.
Is it Never Lost a Battle?
No, it's not Never Lost a Battle, because that one's my one. I'll go to that one just because His Strength is Perfect. That's the one.
Come on now. Come on. That's a whole nother conversation.
Never Lost a Battle. Now, I will listen to that nonstop. I will listen to that 5 times in a row. And I'll be going in my car, right? But His Strength is Perfect is one. If I'm just feeling down, or if I just need, I don't want to stay depressed, something like that, I'll just play it. And so, yeah, I am. I live it. So anybody got good gospel playlists, got anything like that, I'm all about. And I love Christian rap, so I'm not, my Lecrae, my Andy Mineo, my KD.
Oh,
my
yeah, Lecrae. Come on.
I gets down with them, okay? But
I love it. Now, hold on. Did you ever look up Indiana Bible College like I told you to?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you right now. Whenever you get in the car today, it's the only time. I'm a shuffle girl too. Don't hit shuffle. Look up Indiana Bible College. Okay. I'm not going to tell you which one. Yes, you are. You're going to listen to Better Than Good. And you listen to their Never Lost.
It's called, they got a Welcome Home. Is this it? Let me see. I don't know if you can see it.
That's them. They got quite a few of them. Okay. And yes, that's them, because you have to talk with some funk on it when you listen to them. Okay.
I'm gonna hit add. I ain't gonna hit shuffle. I'm just gonna listen.
Right? But you have to make sure it has those songs. I think that may be a newer one. Okay.
You have to text me.
I'm gonna text you. But look, all our listeners, I'm plugging them right now. No shade to that. I love all the artists, but I'm telling you right now.
Okay. I'm always hip on new artists now. I'm telling you, because I'll be looking at, I'll be like,
these Lecrae, babies be singing. I'll be singing. Like,
when are you going to drop something new? So anytime I can get somebody new.
These babies be singing. And I said it just like that. I know how to speak correctly, but I'm saying it like that. These babies be singing.
I love it.
And thank me later.
I do. I love music. So this is going to be good. I love music. I love.
Same.
And I do, and I love all kinds. And again, I ain't gonna discriminate. I know this is a Chris, so I ain't gonna, but I do. I listen.
That's why I said that part of it, okay? Because you hit shuffle. It is honestly, there's some different genres that will pop up. Right? He's still working on me, and that's fine too, okay? And yeah. So listen, all right? That's for anybody. He's still working on all of us, Coach.
That's right.
I gotta tell you, thank you. I really do. This has been a dope hour talking to you. I'm thankful for you making this thing work. I know that schedules kind of went here and there, but I just, the spirit of you and exhibiting what Christ asked you to, not just as a coach, but as a person, right? As a wife, as a mother, I was like, yep. I hear you, God. I'm asked. It's gonna work. I asked her. Absolutely. Right? I got it. I know. And he's like, go again.
And then right? we'll have to do a part two. Cause like I said, I can marriage, kid, all that. I can talk.
I'm with it. When the Lord tells me a topic, we have some repeaters on here. He'd be like, hey, I need you to, one thing I learned about him, when he tells me, I don't ask anymore. I'd be like, all right, I got it. You'll make it work. So
shout out to my husband and my kids. Cause they definitely have helped get me to the place, you know, that I am right now in my relationship. But just shout out to God, right? Because I'm
come on
God,
here.
Listen,
and happy birthday to the baby.
Thank you. He's gonna be one on Friday. I just can't even
shout out to him.
I'm just thankful. I've been blessed. I do all things. And I can at the end of the day, I've been blessed. He's blessed me with a great life. And I shout out to him, because I'll be a mess, okay? Because, like I said, when Janice show up, Lord. It ain't always nice. But when the Lord is working through me, which, I tap into every day to make sure he is, because I want him to show up and not myself. I want myself to show up through him. Let's say that.
That's it. That's the one.
So thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be on here. I know you could have chosen a lot of people. And so I'm just thankful that God put me on your heart.
Appreciate that. I'm thankful for him too. You know, he dope like that. So before we go, I'm going to cover you in due fashion. So bow your heads.
Absolutely.
Driving. Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, just again, for another day, another moment, another chance to get better and make it right, Lord God. We thank you for giving the assignment, and we thank you for the spirit to receive and be obedient to your word. I'm asking right now a special blessing right now for your servant leader. Help her as she continues to lead the young ladies at Alabama, Lord God, and lead those even in her life as a wife, as a mother, as a daughter, as a friend. Help her, Lord God, as she continues to trust you in every situation, Lord God, in the grief and the loss and the gains, Lord God. We ask right now, Lord God, that you just pray a special blessing and healing over our world right now, Lord God. We see the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, Lord God, the wars, the hate, Lord God, the killings, but I ask that you just heal it, Lord God. You said in a word that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, Lord God, and just to turn from their wicked ways, Lord God, then and only this land. So I'm praying right now, Lord God, that you help us to turn around, Lord God, turn our face to you, Lord God. But most of all, I ask that you help us to be lights, Lord God, so that those that may not know you, for those that walked away from you, can see that light, Lord God, and glorify you and find you. In your son Jesus' name, we'll always pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. My favorite line of the podcast always, servant leader, Janice Constantine, you are now a part of the servant leader family.
Woo, woo.
Let's go. Let's go. Our ranks just got stronger. We appreciate you so much. If there's anything we can ever do, all you got to do is reach out.
Amen, man. Keep doing your thing. Keep thriving. Keep just impacting. I love it. I love it. I love it.
I appreciate you. We thank you guys for listening. If you need me, DM me. God is there for anybody. You want to know him, reach out to me. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.